Does Canada want to lower the voting age to get more voters to support the Liberal agenda in Canada? That seems to be the case. Take a listen.
The science and the research is clear that extending voting rights to 16 and 17-year-olds and allowing them to participate in their first election earlier in life when they're at a less volatile stage, typically living at home, typically in classrooms, engaging with their teachers.
So 16-year-olds voting in parliamentary elections, voting for the next prime minister? Something up here? I smell a rat. Let's ask David Creighton. He's an independent journalist who writes at the Post Millennial. He is in Ottawa, Canada. When I saw this story, David, I immediately smelled something dirty here. Part of a broader agenda. You failed with the current voting populace. So now let's go younger. Let's go down to 16-year-olds. Is that what you see here? What's going on?
Couple of things, because this is once again the Liberals trying to use the back door to introduce legislation that's controversial, to say the least. This is an NDP private members bill, but because the NDP are propping up the Liberal government, they are a de facto coalition partner. This is essentially going to be a government bill, I would argue, just like that crazy government bill you and Natalie focused on a couple of weeks ago from another NDP member of parliament that wants to ban all oil and gas promotion. This one wants to lower the age, the voting age, to 16. Now, I ask you, what kind of skin in the game do you have at 16 to start voting at 16? I think that's a little outrageous. And at the beginning of when you look at this, you think, yes, this is going to benefit Justin Trudeau. Is it going to benefit Justin Trudeau? Perhaps. But did you know he has the lowest voting scores, the lowest popularity among Gen Z? Now, so that doesn't bode well. If he's not attracting the 18 to 22-year-old crowd, and he's not, these people are dead set against Justin Trudeau. What makes him think he's going to find some sort of plethora of voting support amongst 16 to 17-year-olds? I think this is wishful thinking on Justin Trudeau's part. But once again, it shows all the signs of a desperate politician who's looking everywhere to harvest votes. So are we going to lower the voting age so he can attempt to find more voters there?
Well, it seems to me that you're increasing just the overall pool of potentials, right? And if you've got the son or daughter of someone who happens to be a Trudeau supporter, then you're adding potentially here to, you know, in any way that you possibly can to throw additional votes into this. And you're right. I mean, these individuals don't have skin in the game. They're probably currently living at home. They're going to high school. They do not, they're not even allowed to work full time. They're not allowed to drive a car. Under the law, I believe in certain areas, you're not allowed to drive a car. You're certainly not allowed to drink alcohol. So, but you can vote in who leads your country. Like we don't trust you enough to do all of these other things, but we certainly vote. We certainly allow you to vote in for the next prime minister in the parliamentary elections. It makes a lot of sense.
Well, something sinister going on here, because 16-year-olds can also get sex change operations in most provinces, thanks to Justin Trudeau's pressure on those provinces and pressure on healthcare. So sex changes and voting at 16, that seems to be what Canada is becoming about. I don't think that should be what Canada is all about. And as you say, you can't drink at 16. You certainly can't own a firearm. It's hard enough to own one if you're over 18. But it is ridiculous to start to move the voting age. I mean, it required a constitutional amendment in the United States, as you well know, to lower the voting age from 21 to 18. That was a constitutional amendment to do that. Is it that easy in Canada to lower the voting age? I'll tell you, there's a lot of people who want an elected democratized Senate in Canada, and that's going to take a constitutional amendment, and one that's going to be so difficult to achieve, nobody even wants to think about it. But lowering the voting age, is that just going to be done in the sweep of a legislative process of a private member's bill? That's shocking to me that that's even going to be contemplated.
Well, and she mentioned here at the beginning, which we played for you, that she says the science is in, the research is in. To which many people are saying, oh, you mean the research that the Liberal Party funded to try to prove this? Because I don't know what science she's referring to. I mean, the brain doesn't fully develop until 20 to 25 years old. In fact, with judgment being the last function that the brain develops. So you're going to get people who don't have fully developed judgment to weigh in and vote in these elections. And Furthermore, we also know that the individual who is making these decisions is not, you know, certainly not independent. They're going to have the sway of the, you know, the family that they're living with. These are not independent members of society. They're not out there living on their own, paying taxes. They're certainly not a part of the tax infrastructure, right? They're not part of the income tax. So they're in many ways living off of the government. Maybe that's why the Trudeau government wants them to be a part of this, wants them to be able to vote, because they're really living off of what the government is providing for them anyway. And when they go out on their own, they're more apt to make individual decisions and see, wow, this is not the protection. This is not what I thought it was. We don't have the protection of the government paying for my things, providing my housing, and all of those things. So I think it's interesting to think about these independent thinkers. And first of all, the brain is not fully developed even at that age.
This is Trudeau's Canada, isn't it? Trudeau envisions a Canada where everybody is tethered, firmly tethered to the federal government in some way or another. Your livelihood, everything about your life, it goes back to federal government mandates. And that's what Justin Trudeau envisions for Canada. And this is in keeping with that vision of Canada. Yeah, let's give the vote to people who aren't even working yet, who are not full-time employees anywhere, who really don't have a lot of responsibilities yet. This should be a period where you're learning and growing, not voting. And I think this is indicative of a government that's gone completely wild in terms of looking for voting sources. But I noted when I was reading about this morning, and it's noteworthy that this story is not gathering a lot of press or television or coverage anywhere in the mainstream media. Once again, they don't want it to gather much information. They don't want people discussing it. But when I see Charlie Angus, and this is the guy, the lunatic MP behind the other private member's bill to ban any kind of advertising or promotion, including a bumper sticker promoting the oil and gas industry in Canada. When I see Charlie Angus out there saying, this is a great bill, let's support it, I'm saying, hold on, let's have some caution. Because when Charlie Angus is behind anything, that's bad news.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. And, you know, I've seen a lot of criticism of this. There's a couple of different points that I wanted to bring up. They're, really indoctrinating our young children at a very, very young age. And Trudeau has been very, very public about that. And also more kids are born in cities, right? More kids are born in cities than rural areas. And, of course, leans more liberal, certainly. And so you have more children might vote liberal, might vote for Trudeau. They are more liberally minded when you're younger. I mean, that's just the way it goes. A lot of kids are, they buy into the sort of climate alarmism. They buy into that propaganda. And then once they get out on their own and they realize, wait a second, the government is screwing me. The government is really screwing me over. They tend to shift more conservatively. That's usually what happens. So get them while they're young. We'll pay for your we'll pay for your sex change operations. Vote for Trudeau.
And that's exactly what Trudeau has done to the schools. From elementary school onward, throughout junior high and high school, children are being indoctrinated in gender ideology and especially in the LGBTQ ideology. I mean, it's pride season all year round at schools. The pride flag, not just in June, it's flying throughout the year. And the sex education is stuff that is simply pornographic. And this is the stuff that's being shoved down children's faces. I think, the result might be, though, they throw up and they say, I've had enough of indoctrination. I've had enough of Justin Trudeau. And I'm not putting up with the propaganda anymore. I hope and I pray that's the response we get from these kids when they get out of this indoctrination. And a lot of them are going through it and saying, I've had enough of it. I hope that's the response. But what Trudeau wants is an entire generation indoctrinated in capital L liberal values, which today are woke, capital W woke values. It's not small L liberalism anymore coming from Justin Trudeau. It is dangerous far left ideology. And that's what our children are exposed to on a daily basis in school. So yes, it's a danger. It's a hazard. Is potentially horrible in terms of the voting process. But I do think even these kids have had enough.
Well, and I think, you know, you're right about the schools, and that's where I think they would be told how they're going to vote as well, right from the teachers, right from the teachers who are pushing an agenda on these children, telling them now you have the power to vote. And imagine going to social studies class where they're pushing an agenda on them on a daily basis, not allowing them to think freely and think critically about these issues, but being told by these teachers who are also pushing this woke agenda on these children, here's how you should vote. And now that you have the opportunity to vote at 16 years old, we're going to take a school bus trip to the voting booths today. And I hope you vote the right way, which is vote for Justin Trudeau. I can see it happening right before our eyes, David. We're wise to it. We're hip to it. We understand what's going on. David Craden, who writes at the Post Millennial, has got a great YouTube channel as well. Craden's right. Always great to have David's perspective from Canada. Thank you so much, David. Great to see you.
Thank you again, Clayton.